Knock on wood. Today in the 9 o'clock hour, we're talking specifically the details of a particular type of floor you probably grew up on, hardwood floors. And to have that conversation in the 9 o'clock hour, we always bring an expert in, or try and bring an expert in, that knows more about the subject than I do, that spends their life in that particular subject. We call it the 200 series of Rosie on the House. And to do that today, we brought in Bobby, general manager of Mission Hardwood Floors. Bobby, how long have you been there at Mission?
Since 2007.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about Mission Hardwood. Y'all been here in the Valley, I know, since the 80s. That's when I started
using
it.
That's right. The company was established in 1972. And went through three ownerships. We're the third owners of the company. When I say we, my dad and I. My dad and I have been in the woodworking business, for generations. I'm fourth generation in the woodworking business, so it's nothing new to us. When we purchased Mission Hardwood, we've just been taking it to the next level since.
And if someone wanted to contact you listening, how would they reach out to you?
Two ways. Through our website, we have a portal where you can put in your information and it'll send us an email. So that's through missionhardwood.com. You can also give us a call at the office, which is 480-994-0123.
Okay, now I call you and I'm considering hardwood floor. Why would I consider hardwood floor over tile or stone or raw concrete?
Yeah, there are many benefits. Hardwood floors are typically warmer on the feet when you're walking barefoot. They also have some sort of an impact absorption factor to them, so it's much easier on your joints. As a matter of fact, I just had a client yesterday in the showroom speaking about that. They had polished concrete floors, and they just said enough. They want something that's easier to live on.
Well, you talked about the temperature, and I think it's an interesting statistic. 1 inch of hardwood floor has the same insulation value as, 8 inches of concrete?
About that.
Yeah.
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
It's excellent insulation. That's why wood is also used as cladding and siding and so forth, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. So those are the reasons I would consider wood over and above the other products that are out there. Now, once I have wood on my radar screen, what are my options at that point?
Endless. really endless. So many species of wood to choose from. Full array of colors from white to black and anything in between. Different size planks, different widths, different lengths, different textures. Different grades of wood in terms of having knots, no knots. So clean look, rustic look.
What are you going to tell me if I say I want as wide and long a plank of natural wood as I can get? Is that going to be something you would try and talk me out of?
Possibly, but not necessarily.
Okay.
The cut of wood has a lot to do with the stability. So if you, for instance, go with a rift and quartered cut, which produces a lineal grain pattern on the plank, that'll allow you to go up to 12 or 13 inches on width on the plank.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now that's going to be a handsome floor.
Right. So and we've done quite a bit of them too. And then you can get really nice lengths up to 14, even 16 feet long on those. So you can produce a larger scale floor for sure. Now, if you're going with the typical flats on, which produces the parabolas, which you see on 90% of the floors, then you probably want to keep it to a 7 inch or so, just for stability reasons.
Width.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. Because you cross that threshold and you're going to find that the seasonal expansion and contraction is going to be greater than what you want to see on that floor.
Yeah. Okay. So what about the parquet floor that we put everywhere in the 50s?
Yeah.
What do you call that?
It is a parquet floor. oddly enough, it's one of the most stable floors you can put in because of all the small pieces in there.
Okay.
Just aesthetically, I don't think that it's in at the moment, but I think it's a great floor.
But it's much thinner, right?
Yeah, most of them were half inch instead of three quarter.
And a variety of hardwood flooring. I could look at hardwood that we've been talking about, real three-quarter inch or
right.
more
mm-hmm.
hardwood. Or I could go to the engineered.
Yeah, so
wood, right?
So you can save yourself some money by going to an engineered floor. What that is you have a plywood core, essentially consisting of several wood layers on the core of the product, and then the top layer that you physically walk on would be also a solid piece of hardwood, but that's usually between 2 and 6 millimeters in thickness.
Is it going to have the wearability of a hardwood?
It does. There are some factors to consider. All of those floors will have a beveled edge on them, and that's to offset your overwood. So when you have slight unevenness, you visually do not see it.
Okay.
And your seams are not perfectly sealed. So on a solid wood floor, when we apply a clear coat, we seal the seams. And so when you have a spill, the floor performs a lot better that way. Whereas on a pre-finished engineered floor, if that water penetrates that seam, it tends to swell up the plank. So it's not as good of an application in kitchens and bathrooms and such as a solid wood floor would be.
Well, we've got Henry on the line right now. Henry, I'm going to beg your patience. We're not going to have time to answer your question before we go to bottom of the hour break, but I promise in the next segment, you'll be the first caller. And he has a specific question about engineered flooring. As we go out, why don't you tell people if they'd like to talk hardwood flooring, what number would they call you at?
480-994-0123.
That's Mission Hardwood Floor Company, Rosie Certified.